Well, I've come out on another micro adventure. It's not been quite a year since I did my last one in September, but I've been meaning to come out for, well, ever since I did the last one, really, and obviously wimped out over the winter, but decided to come out on a micro adventure as I've come down to Devon to stay with my in-laws in the village where I grew up, and knew there was a local landmark, Dumpton Hill, that I thought would be quite good just to come out one night and forgo the comforts of my duvet and come up here and sleep out in my bivy bag and my sleeping bag. And just get back into the groove again. It's funny with these things because you think, yeah, I'll do it. Little bit of adventure, little bit of the unknown. Sleeping out on a hill sounds great. And then when you kind of set out, there's a little bit of trepidation there. A little bit of kind of, am I really too old for this? But yeah, kind of a sense of excitement as well. I've had an interesting walk up here. I came via the village hall and their Diamond Jubilee celebrations, which was quite nice, hanging out with the family for the day and drinking a few pints of very nice local brew, which is Otter Ale. More than worth sampling if you ever get the chance. Otterbrewery.com, I think, or Google that if you really want to look it up. But so I kind of set off from there about 9:20, a little bit later than I'd really wanted to, as I really wanted to get up here in the daylight and select my camp spot whilst I could see it properly. But I didn't quite make that, and I kind of came up here, and for some stupid reason I got up. There's a basically Dumpton Hill, if you're not familiar with it, is a local hill. I think it was an Iron Age fort at some stage. But there's a clump of trees up there. It's visible if you're driving down to further into the southwest, down into Devon and Cornwall, on the A303. You'll be able to see it on your right as you pass through a village called Monkton on the 303. And I've come up here, but I got into the woods at the top, and they just felt particularly dark and dank, and I fancied a little bit more open air, which is stupid really, because I'd be fine, but anyway, I've come a little bit further out. I can see Honiton in the distance, the lights out there. I've seen a few fireworks going off in celebration of the Diamond Jubilee, and there was a beacon that went off just now as well, so it's amazing what you can see when you come up here and have a look around. But I found a spot to bed down for the night, and I'm just brewing up for a coffee, which I've managed to kick over and put out once, but I've gone again. First schoolboy error was not to have brought a light or any matches with me, but I did happen to throw in a survival tin that I bought from a well-known high street retailer a while ago, and that's got me out of the not having a coffee for the evening, because I've got one of those little striking sticks in there for lighting fires. I haven't actually lit a fire, but I've managed to get my gas stove going with it. So gonna have a little coffee and then pack all my gear back in the rucksack in case it does rain in the night. I've gone for tonight because it looks like it's going to be the best night of this week. Ironically, with all the gorgeous weather we've had lately, it's always when we come down to sunny Devon that it decides to break up and generally be quite nasty. So, we'll see how we go. I'll probably have to do a follow-up boo now in the morning just to prove that I've made it through the night. But, yeah, that's what it's all about, really. It's just sort of getting out for a night and kind of getting out of the comfort zone, getting out of the rut, getting out of the ordinary, getting out of the house. And yeah, just getting a little bit of an adventure and sleeping out and just doing something else, doing something new, doing something different, getting a bit of fresh air, thinking some thoughts, and yeah, just breaking out, basically. So, yes, I shall sign off now. The water is nearly boiled. Get my coffee on the go, and get in my bag, and yeah, try and get some kip. Night.